Why would someone ride on a road called the Death Road? For me, I wanted to do the investigation, read the stories, and determine if it was something I wanted to do. Initially, I simply wanted to see why people felt surprised was about it, but when I heard I could take it at my own speed and with instructors who would tell you about the turns along the way and give you professional equipment, I was slowly convinced I could do it. On the site, they say the ride is for confident beginners to experts, average fitness and above, and in particular, those looking for a long, world-class, downhill mountain bike ride. Here's what I said in my review. I just got back from a whirlwind tour of three capitals in South America, and the thing that stands out above all was my ride down the world's deadliest road. I was a little scared, but I did my homework and read all the reviews and looked into the various companies that do this ride. At the start, gravity is quality. The whole time my needs were met, and our guide watched out for us. He told us at each stop what to expect and how to handle it. He wasn't pushy and allowed us to take things at our own pace. I don't want to tell anyone they have to do this. I don't want any responsibility at all for convincing anyone to put their life in their own hands. It's liberating and will scare you, but it's also likely one of the most dangerous things I've done. That being said, I know I was riding a good 40 miles an hour down the hill at times and feeling an incredible rush. My front brakes needed to be adjusted partway down the mountain, and a guy in our party hurt his arm and shoulder, scraping them on the road.